And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And the countdown is on for the 25th annual Maritime Festival in Harbor Beach. The five-day celebration runs July 8th through the 12th at Judge James H. Lincoln Memorial Park, featuring family-friendly events, live entertainment, and activities throughout the week. Highlights include a 5K walk and run, farmers market, beach yoga, lighthouse tours, a pet and bike parade, Kids Carnival, Classic Car Show, and a new cardboard boat race. Live music is scheduled each day, with the weekend wrapping up Saturday night with a drone show over the harbor. Food concessions and American Legion barbecue will also be available throughout the festival. Registration for select events is available online at themaritimefestival.com. And as of July 3rd, firefighters from the Port Austin, Caseville, and Bad Axe Fire Departments have successfully completed specialized open water rescue training designed to strengthen emergency response and timing along the Lake Huron shoreline. The two-week program titled Open Water Rescue with Boat Operations was approved by the Michigan Firefighters Training Council and met the requirements of nationally recognized NFPA 1006 and 1670 standards. Participants completed two evenings of classroom instruction, followed by two nights of practical on-the-water training. The hands-on exercises gave firefighters experience operating rescue boats and responding to emergencies in open water conditions. Some participants also had the opportunity to navigate to the Turnip Rock area as part of the training exercises. Organizers say the course was a success and emphasize that continued training helps ensure local departments remain prepared to respond quickly and safely to water emergencies along the Thumb's shoreline. And we'll be right back with your national news after this message from our sponsor, Ashley.
America is turning 250 years old, and Ashley and Bad Axe is celebrating with the Stars and Stripes sale, happening now through July 6th. Get 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing, plus up to 25% off store-wide and up to 70% off accessories. Hot buys are red, white, and ready. A $299 dining set for two, recliners starting at $299, and the iconic Starmore bed frame for just $499. Sleep like a patriot and save up to $700 on select Beautyrest Black mattresses and adjustable base sets. Or grab an Ashley Sleep Queen mattress starting at just $299. Celebrate America's 250th with big savings at Ashley and Bad Axe, the home of the deals for your home. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated. This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with your national news. Energy grid operators across the American Southwest are bracing for record-breaking electricity demand this afternoon as an intense heat dome settles over the region. Residents all from Texas to California are being urged to voluntarily adjust their thermostats during peak evening hours to prevent localized rolling blackouts. Power providers note that while recent solar grid expansions are helping during daylight hours, the post-sunset transition remains a significant strain. Emergency management agencies have opened dozens of cooling centers in urban centers to protect vulnerable populations. Meteorologists predict the heat wave will hold steady through Thursday, prompting utility companies to place auxiliary generators on standby to prevent any widespread infrastructure failures. And a slow-moving storm system is battering the Ohio River Valley this morning, triggering flash flood emergencies and closing multiple state highways. Emergency crews have already conducted dozens of water rescues after several inches of rain fell in a matter of hours. catching campers and holiday travelers off guard. Local rivers are projected to crest well above their flood stages by Tuesday morning. Disaster relief teams are arriving in the hardest hit counties to distribute emergency supplies and set up temporary shelters. Governors in two states have preemptively declared states of emergency to fast-track National Guard deployments if local emergency services become overwhelmed. And we'll be right back with some international news after this message from Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we are back with your international news. In a direct move to counter growing Chinese military influence in the Pacific, Australia and Fiji have signed a historic mutual defense treaty in Suva today. The Comprehensive Economic and Security Alliance binds both nations to come to each other's immediate aid if either face an external military attack. This marks Fiji's first ever formal military alliance and Australia's fourth within the region. Canberra's described the treaty as a vital step towards maintaining long-term stability and open maritime routes across the Pacific. Geopolitical experts say the pact will likely draw sharp criticism from Beijing, which has spent years attempting to secure its own security footprints with smaller island nations in the area. And police in Japan have arrested a 15-year-old high school student from Saitama Prefecture on charges of executing a mass cyber attack against a major anime streaming platform. Investigators revealed the teenager utilized a custom program developed with the assistance of a generative AI chatbot to completely disrupt the platform's servers. The attack resulted in the sudden unauthorized cancellation of over 40,000 active customer subscriptions. The incident has reignited intense regulatory debates surrounding the safety guardrails of publicly accessible AI technology. Security experts state this is a textbook example of how advanced digital tools can be easily manipulated by bad actors lacking sophisticated coding backgrounds. We'll be right back after this message from Sure Health.
It's the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival this weekend, and Sure Health is proud to be part of all the action. The fun starts Wednesday night right on the beach for the Sure Health Maritime 5K Walk and Run. There's still time to register for Wednesday's race at sure.org/5K. Thursday morning, Clark Ramsey, me, I'll be hosting a live show from the beach on AM 1340 and WHST 94.1 FM from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll be chatting with a variety of guests that impact Harbor Beach, Huron County, and beyond, so tune in and join the fun. Then on both Friday and Saturday mornings, Sure Health is hosting free beach yoga. Just bring a towel and enjoy free beach yoga at 9 a.m. on both Friday and Saturday mornings in Harbor Beach. And then on Saturday, the Thumb's first ever drone show. 200 high-tech drones will take off and illuminate the night sky with dazzling custom images and music. So bring a lawn chair, friends, family, and we'll see you there. It's all part of the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, and Sure Health is proud to be partner in all the action. For a complete list of maritime activities, go to themaritimefestival.com.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. We have no obituaries to report at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.